The number of Vermont households receiving LIHEAP fuel assistance has doubled in the past decade, and it's expected to reach 28,600 this winter. That increase, plus cuts in federal funding, has the state looking for ways to stretch fuel assistance dollars. Richard Maffey, the state's fuel assistance program chief, says everyone at the table is being asked to make a sacrifice. The state is putting additional money into the program, and families will have to get by with fewer benefits.
The third side of the table, we're looking at the fuel dealers to make some modest concessions on their prices.
Since 2008, dealers have been required to offer a 10-cent per gallon discount to fuel assistance customers. This year, the discount has been bumped to 15 cents per gallon, below the price charged customers with good credit. And for the first time, dealers are being given another option. Instead of the discount, they can choose to charge LIHEAP customers 50 cents above a wholesale price determined by the state based on a survey of regional suppliers. The new pricing option is called margin over rack, and the state was supposed to give dealers details about it by August 1st. Instead, it wasn't finalized until mid-October.
They created this margin over rack, and they created it 2.5 months after they were supposed to.
Matt Cota of the Vermont Fuel Dealers Association says each dealer's situation is different, and he says what the state calls the wholesale price may not be close to what the dealers actually paid. The 15-cent discount option also means dealers may have to charge more to regular customers.
And if they charge more to make up for the difference for fuel assistance customers, then they're less competitive for their regular customers. And fuel assistance for some, it can be as high as 10%, but for most fuel dealers, it's about 2 to 5% of their customer base. So it affects dealers differently depending on what percentage of their customers receive fuel assistance.
So far, 9 companies representing 11 different dealerships have dropped out of the fuel assistance program as a result of the new pricing scheme. The state is still waiting to hear from another 24 and has extended the deadline for them to decide. In the meantime, nearly 1,400 letters have been sent to fuel assistance clients telling them their dealer is no longer participating and they'll have to find a new one. Richard Maffey, the fuel assistance director, says in every case there are dealers available to serve those families.
The coverage across the state is sufficient to serve these 1,400 consumers. The hardest hit area is central Vermont. We had 2 dealers accounting for a little over 600 households decide to leave the program.
Maffey says it's true the state missed deadlines for giving information to fuel dealers, but concessions were made to help them. He says in the end, the vast majority of dealers will participate. This year, for the first time, Vermont Gas Systems and Green Mountain Power are also required to give discounts to customers who heat with electricity or natural gas as part of the fuel assistance program. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.